When it comes to hard work, there's one important rule. Pick the right tool for the right job. That's why Chevy offers a family of Silverado pickup trucks designed just for the job. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
When I grew up on the farm, fly was something we sprayed to kill, and jam was something we put on our breakfast toast.
Jam. Fly jam. Fly Jams Friday.
Oh, yeah. This is Fly Jam Friday on your overnight radio with my man, Nick D, on 720 WGN.
Oh, that's really good. Okay.
I feel so weird about this because...
Why?
No, only because I've never gotten... We're usually working.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't work.
Right.
I'm just like having fun talking in a microphone. Usually, you know, I'm doing traffic, so I have to like watch things. But this time, I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, you're enjoying it. Yeah, you're really getting into that. Penguin was bouncing.
I know.
Actually, I shouldn't have said that. Especially where
you're... That one's going to be in there. That's going to be there.
Especially where that penguin is located on Esmeralda.
Is the menthol cough drop still on?
No, she spit that sucker right out. But her penguin is bouncing, girl. Penguins all over her chest. Okay, I gotta stop. Okay, so it's Fly Jams Friday, and so you guys did Christmas last week, right? And so we have the first few that we have are carryovers, okay?
Right, that is correct.
All right, so we're gonna get this started, and now this is also the part of the show where I hope I don't technically mess this up. All right, here we go. Oh, Darlene Love with Christmas Baby Please Come Home. Have you ever seen 20 Feet to Stardom, by the way, the documentary on backup singers?
No.
It's incredible. Darlene Love plays a big part in that, and she talks the story about this song and how she had kind of fallen off. She had some major issues after she was a backup singer for a while, and she was working now as a cleaning lady, cleaning people's bathrooms.
Oh, dang.
And she would hear that song, her song, playing on the radio. So I forget exactly what happened, but she eventually decided to kind of get back on her feet again, start singing again, and then, of course, she sang that for Letterman for all those years. Ugh. I love that song. That gets you in the Christmas spirit. I don't know if this is a typo, Dan. God rest ye gentlemen, but this is from Jimmy Smith. Nice electric piano there. Gentlemen should be what we have before we go on air.
A gentleman.
Yes. Exactly.
You know, that song reminded me of my neighbors had this organ that you could play along with, like, drum sounds that were actually in the organ.
Oh, okay.
Do you remember those?
Yes, I do. I know exactly what you're talking
about.
Yeah,
that's what that sounded like. You just put these drums on and start playing, you know, like a Christmas song. That's
nice,
cool.
Nice.
Groovy. Thank you. Sorry.
It was very groovy. No, absolutely. All right, next up, Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Oh, I love this one.
Yeah. Making me so happy listening to all these. I'm like finally getting in the Christmas spirit for the first time.
Wow,
and that one takes
out, right?
That one takes over the airways.
Thank you, Penguin.
Yeah. Absolutely. Okay. Oh, this is Otis Redding. We go to Otis Redding for our next one.
Santa came down the chimney, half past three, y'all. Left all them a good old present for my baby and for me. Merry Christmas, baby. Should it treat me nice? You bought all those good old presents. I love
It's so good. You can listen to Otis Redding any time of day, and it just feels right.
It's a jam.
It is a jam. Oh, so good. Jackson 5 for our next one with Give Love on Christmas Day.
Why don't you give love on Christmas Day? Oh, even the man who has everything would be so happy if you would bring him love on Christmas Day. No greater gift is there than love.
I gotta admit, I never heard that song. Never heard that, that version.
Either.
Oh, but you were dancing to it like you sang it every Christmas day.
I felt the power of it.
May I say two things that are benefits of having Esmeralda Leon as co-host and not just traffic person? Mm-hmm. And the fact that we're in Showcase Studios, so people actually just got to see that.
Yeah, they got to see me grooving. I mean, they can see me up in the traffic, but it's kind of just a profile.
Right.
Now they could see the whole... Yeah.
By the way, I didn't pick a name. So we got a lot of suggestions for my name. And I have picked one, but we'll do it in just a little bit. Okay. Yeah, I picked one.
And I'm chilling and cooling just like a snowman. So open your eyes, lend us an ear. We want to say Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Why didn't you join in, Esmeralda? I mean, you were mouthing that whole thing.
Oh, because cats will show up. All the stray cats will come to the studio.
Why? Oh, because your voice is so bad?
Yeah, no.
Oh.
You don't need to hear me sing.
You're a great lip singer, though.
We have a bit where Esmeralda has to sing probably once or twice a week, and that's the running joke that all the cats, including Dave Bennett, Mr. Cat.
Yeah, he somehow telepathically runs all these. He's like leader of all these stray cats.
You need the Go Cats button right now.
Yeah. There's the cats button.
Okay, so after Christmas and Hollis and Rum DMC, there's a connection to the next one. We got a caller. Harold, welcome to Fly Jams Friday.
Well, hey, thank you. Merry Christmas to you all.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
This one here is dedicated to Esmeralda because this is a song that Christmas and Hollis is based on.
Nice.
It's Clarence Carter, Backdoor Santa.
Ooh, okay, let's hear it.
They call me Backdoor Santa. I make my runs about the break of day. They call me Backdoor Santa. I make my runs about the break of day. Oh, oh, oh. I make all the little girls happy while the boys are out to play. Look at him.
Esmeralda, that's awesome, by the way. Esmeralda, what
did
you...
Yeah, that could be a straight out of context. That whole song.
It sure can. Harold, have an awesome Christmas. Got some fun plans?
Yeah, I guess I know my girlfriend, yeah.
Nice. Enjoy, all right? Thanks so much for the request.
You guys too. Thank you.
All right, so the next person is kind of a celebrity around here. I'm honored to meet and chat with Fly Jam Bob. How you doing, Bob?
Oh, fine. Thank you. Had to call in for your debut.
Oh, I'm so excited. And since you mentioned that, I might as well share my name with everybody.
All
I've chosen one. We got a lot of great texts, a lot of requests. I'm going to go with Jambone Johnny. Some people call me Hambone. It's a play on that, but I love Jambone Johnny.
Jambone Johnny.
Anything with a bone in it, I'll take. So, I got to stop doing that. Harold,
we accidentally lost Fly Jam Bob.
Oh, we lost.
No!
I didn't do it, did I?
No, I think it was the system.
Oh, my God. I hung up on the celebrity Fly Jam Bob. All right, we're going to get Bob back on the line here. Before we get Bob, and we will in a moment, let's keep going down the list with some Smokey Robinson.
She knew the Savior she would bear at Christmas time. Oh, we call it Christmas time. Oh, we call it Christmas time. When Christ our Lord was born.
Ooh, that was a good one.
Makes me want to have some hot chocolate with lots of marshmallows. It's
yeah,
a cozy song.
That is nice and cozy. Hey, Bob, I swear I didn't hang up on you on the first time we've met.
I believe you.
The sound of your voice doesn't necessarily indicate that. Okay, Fly Jam Bob, what do you got for us today?
Well, I've got another Christmas carol. I hope you guys will play this for Nick because I'm sure he'd love it. Here's Do You Hear What I Hear from the Commodores.
He will bring us goodness and life.
that harmonization too. Oh, Fly Jam Bob, that was great
arrangement. I wish I had 60 seconds to play. It's a great song.
Yeah, that is wonderful. Hey, great to meet you, Fly Jam Bob. Thanks so much for calling
in.
Thank
you.
Yeah, absolutely. Till next week, we know he's going to call in. We'll chat after that. Okay, absolutely. All right, let's keep this thing rolling with a few more Christmas ones. This is the OJs.
January slow.
That's a good one. That's a Fly Jam.
I like that.
That was nice and smooth. That's like you pour a little whiskey in the cup and you just sip on a little whiskey there.
Hot chocolate with whiskey.
Yeah, that sounds really good. Well, a little creepy voice there. Okay, and we got another Christmas one here. Oh, man, Fly Jam. You can't have Fly Jam without Luther Vandross.
And I got my answer that first moment that we
Oh, how can you not smile when you listen to that song?
Luther and that burger he made up.
Pardon me?
You know the Luther burger?
Nope. Don't know what you're talking about.
It's a cheeseburger, but the bread is a donut. Two donuts.
Hold on. That's
typically
a thing.
Krispy Kreme.
Right.
According to legend.
Thing? Really?
Yeah, it's a legend that Luther Vandross loved these.
Oh, my God. That sounds incredible.
I know, right?
I got to give him a lot of credit for that.
It's not very healthy.
Okay, so is that all for the Christmas ones, at least the list? We have some listener requests we're going to get to quickly. We do have one quick little commercial break. We'll be back with more Fly Jams Friday right after this.
It's time again to celebrate another Cochrane New Year's Eve. The 1 o'clock is at the Rout, the 6 o'clock at the Tivoli. There's music, laughter, and of course a 2016 in review. It's Crystal Lake and Downers Grove. We're doing two shows just for you.
Laugh all day, New Year's Eve, first at the Rouse Center and one in Crystal Lake, R-A-U-E, RouseCenter.org, or at 6 o'clock at the beautiful Tivoli in Downers Grove, ClassicCinemas.com.
Lady love, your love is cooling like the winter snow. My lady love, with a love that's cozy as a fire's glow. And I keep on needing you, girl, a little more and more. And I thank you, my lady love.
It's Fly Jams Friday. Nick DiGilio is out, but we're keeping that going. Esmeralda Leon. This is fun.
Come on, Lou Rawls.
I know. Lou Rawls. I know. This is like, it's so weird being behind the looking glass here for this because this is right now, as I go to WCIU, I work on a morning show there. And I listen to this every single morning. And when I hear Fly Jams Friday, it just makes me so happy. I smile when I hear it because I know it's Friday and there's great things. So to be on the other side, and that was a listener request from the 815. It's just bringing a smile to my heart.
Lady love.
We got a lady love. Man, Lou Rawls. Oh, my gosh.
He has a Christmas album, too.
Does he really?
With a lovely picture of him, I think, in a Santa suit.
Ooh, Lou Rawls in a Santa suit. Okay. Oh, Fly Jams Friday from the 630. Here's some Marvin Gaye.
When I get that feeling, I want sexual healing. Sexual healing. Oh, baby, make me feel so fine. Helps to relieve my mind. Sexual healing, baby, is good for me.
Sexual. I imagine Marvin Gaye makes it on here a lot, right, for Fly Jams Friday.
But, I mean, he's a quintessential Fly yeah. Jam artist.
Oh, my God. This is getting me in such a mood. I don't want to tell you what mood it is. All right. I got to ask, is it G or Gee? I don't know. G-E-E. What would you say for this listener?
G.
G. I would like to hear. We heard Jackson 5 for a Christmas song, but a little bit more. Jackson 5, show you the way to go.
Come together.
Show you the way to go from Jackson 5. Jackson 5, also great.
Yeah. By the way, how much do you feel like a DJ right now?
It's bringing me back a little
Jackson
bit.
Jackson 5.
Yeah, this is...
listening to WK.
Yeah, you're Jambone Johnny. yeah, this is bringing me back to college. That's the last time I probably was a DJ. I was terrible. I was a really bad DJ. I didn't know what else to say. I'd be like, that was that, and this is this. Oh, wacky antics. All right. all right, so we got a little backstory for this next one.
Yes,
right?
Since it's appropriate, this will be the last Fly Jam of 2016. This was literally the first Fly Jam ever played as part of Fly Jam Friday. You heard it in part of our intro, but this is when Nick said, oh, you know what's a Fly Jam? This song by Johnny Kemp, Just Got Paid.
So it was like an organic start to the segment, like he said that, and then all of a sudden it became a thing. How long have you guys been doing it?
A year and a half at least, maybe 2 years.
Oh, that's really cool. Oh, that's so fun. All right, good. We're going to have a few more listener requests after the news break for more Fly Jams Friday. So if you got one, text it in, call it in. We want to amp this thing up and get as many of these suckers on there as we can, especially since it is the last Fly Jams Friday of the new year. That is fly.
Yeah, it is.
So, Dan, you said that's one of the originals from the original week you did it?
Yeah, that was the original. Oh, that was one of the original tracks from the first Fly Jams Friday.
Oh, that's so cool. We're getting, like, nostalgic here for Fly Jams Friday.
And some history.
Some flashback Fly Jams Friday with Jambone Johnny. And what's your name again, Esmeralda?
Esmeralda the Heart Melda.
Oh, Esmeralda the Heart Melda. Oh, that sounds good. Okay, so we got a few more listener requests we want to get to. Diane says, hey guys, great show. Oh, that's very sweet. How about Love a Two-Way Street by The Moments? What a great request. Let's listen to it. Thank you, Diane. Okay, so I have to admit that even though I've heard this segment a bunch, do we have set parameters, Dan? Like, I worry that, or is the definition pretty nebulous on what a fly jam could be? Have you guys ever officially said what it is or isn't?
Well, there's the straight answer is obviously from the, if you're thinking album or record companies, mm-hmm. Stax, Motown.
Okay.
If you're looking for musical genre, basically it's bass driven. Keyboard driven, mm-hmm. okay. things like that. But we always joke it's more of a feel,
you'll right?
Feel
yeah, it's a feel. You'll feel it. Okay, all right.
Feel it. Fly.
773 is feeling I'm Stone in Love with You by the Stylistics. Ooh, let's hear that.
Stone in love with you.
stone in love with you. That's pretty set in stone. That's my
analysis.
That's
a weird way to say it.
It is.
Stone in love with
stoned,
you.
It's not stoned in love with you.
Stone in love with you.
Stone in love with you.
Cool.
I like that one. That had the feel for it, though.
Oh, no, yeah, for sure.
Have you ever had, like, do you have, like, a favorite one you've ever requested? We're not going to hear it, but, I mean, do you?
Well, Dan gave us the songs played on the first Fly Jams Friday,
mm-hmm.
and pretty much all these songs
are your requests.
Are amazing requests. I was like, how did you get into my head?
Right, right.
So, like, Belle Devoe Poison, oh, my, that's my go-to.
Really?
Anytime, no. I like weddings and stuff, and I hear it. I'm running to the dance floor.
You go crazy. 630 chimed in with that's a good some Robert Randolph. So those are the fly jams that I get into, the ones that have that driving beat that kind of permeates throughout.
Yeah. Well, there's slower fly jams,
right.
And then, yeah, there's the big, dancier ones.
Yeah, the slow ones I love, and they can get you in that mood, which is always nice. You know what I'm
yes.
talking about, girl.
Yeah.
But, you know, I just can never chill out and relax in general, so I like the driving ones.
For sure.
The ones
sure.
that make you want to get up and move your feet.
Oh, yeah, no. Those are my favorites.
Just looking over this list, man, there are some good ones. Oh, Al Green. I'm sure he's all over the place on these lists.
Oh, of course.
Oh, that's so good. Chaka Khan, yes.
Yeah.
Very good. Oh, man, this is so good. Some Boys to Men, of course.
Salt-N-Pepa.
And
Vogue.
Oh, man.
TLC, yes.
Barry White, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Another request from Doug here for this Fly Jam Friday. New Generation by the Universals. That was good. See, that's, I think, quintessential. That was a good, it kind of had a mix of both. It has that soothing.
That's a good example of what a fly jam is.
Yeah. That's so much fun. Fly Jams Friday. You do it every Friday. So this is the last one of 2016?
Yeah. Yeah, Nick's off until January 2nd. So.
Oh. Yeah. Yay. Good for him. No, that was really fun. I feel now as Jambone Johnny that I've been indoctrinated into it.
Yeah, for sure.
And I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go. Laura Vaughn, you surprised me here. I didn't even know you were in the studio, and all of a sudden you were across the way.
Well, yeah, just come in for the last report.
Sneak on down here. Do you have any favorite fly jams that you've ever had in the past, or do you have are you a fly jam kind of person, or is that not your first choice of music, or what do you got?
No, I like... Earth, Wind, and Fire, Let's Groove Tonight. That is my fly jam.
Yeah, that's really good stuff.